The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Loans, where every Tuesday at 3 o'clock we bring you all kinds of information.
Yes, all kinds of information.
Usually real estate or mortgage related, but not always.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, it's all stuff that's ancillary to that as well as directly related to that. So, yeah. Today's going to be a fun one because it's something people may not be expecting from a show like ours.
Right.
But it has a direct impact on real estate.
Sure, absolutely. Property. Yep. Yeah. We're always, looking at that. In fact, it's April. End of this month.
You looked at your watch to see it was April?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I have a little calendar on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just have the time.
I sort of reminded myself, ooh, it's the end of April. Got to write those checks for the property taxes.
Yeah, well, that's not what I was thinking. Monday was tax day, so not property tax day, but IRS day. So I was sending off my payment with my extension notice.
Pretty much taxes in general. Yeah. Always the month of April. But we're happy because we have Rick Marshall here.
Yes.
Today. And Rick is the battalion chief for rent and fire.
Yep. Fire
Welcome,
District 25.
Rick.
Hey. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
And I didn't know until Rick walked in the room that Rick and I go like way back. So
I know. It shocks me to no end the number of people that I bring in that suddenly you're like, oh, yeah, I know you. I'm like, what the heck?
It's kind of funny how that goes. Okay, you want to tell them?
Whole world. Yeah. Back in high school. It was actually almost pre-high school. So about 35 years ago.
Easy.
Pizza Haven, no longer around, I'm sure. Long gone. But walked in, it's like, I know you.
Too funny. Oh, my gosh.
And you even recognize him with no
hair. I still look like I did when I was 15 years old.
As do I.
You were bald then, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We just ignore everything above the forehead, right? Yeah. Well, you know what? There is a Facebook fan page for Pizza Haven, which is...
Are you kidding me?
Really crazy.
Really?
No, it's out there.
Well, if it was that popular, why is it not around?
Long story, but I think the owner ultimately sold. There was a death in the family, and I think they ended up kind of selling. Bean family.
No succession plan.
They own, remember Lamont's, the department store?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Family owned Lamont's. They owned Ernst mm-hmm. Hardware.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And,
okay.
And Pizza Haven. They used to have
a
fleet.
Yeah, you are just chock full of Seattle history.
There you go.
You?
Remember, I don't know if you remember, they had a fleet of pickup trucks with, gas-fired ovens
the
on the back of
the pickup trucks
brown
with
pickups.
The orange stripe. And,
Oh, my gosh. You got to give some serious throwback times right now. I had no idea we were going down memory lane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's a challenge. See, I still, for some reason, 30-some years later, have memorized the ordering system for pizzas. So
that's because you're a nerd.
So hit me. name a pizza. I'll tell you what the topping numbers are.
Like, I would know if you were lying or not.
Well, you're just going to have
what is cheese?
I think you should have him challenge
pepperoni.
You on that.
I think 13 is black olive. Am I right with that?
No, 13 was onions.
Onions.
Yeah, black olives was 14.
Ah, it's close.
Pepperoni was 2. Cheese was 1.
Yes.
Why do I know that?
Because you're a numbers guy, apparently.
Wrong.
And speaking of numbers, maybe you should do your market rate while you're thinking
that?
Of numbers.
All right, fine.
Let's do that before we get into why Rick's here.
Okay.
Well, while you're talking numbers, let's see whether or not 3 is still one of your favorite numbers.
3 is definitely still one of my favorite numbers.
Oh, good.
And we
hope it's some other people on air, too.
Yeah. Markets are pretty much flat right now. It's 2 steps forward, 1 step back. We go up a little bit. We go back down a little bit. Today, the conforming conventional 30-year fixed rate loans are averaging right around 3.625%, 3.625%. And a 15-year fixed rate is averaging 2.875, under 3%.
Nice.
I like 2s better than 3s, actually. And FHA, 3.25%. And jumbo 30-year fixed rate loans are also averaging around 3.625.
Nice.
So it's just, you know, so 10-year fixed rates are around right around 2.75%. So if anybody has a loan, you've been, you know, making payments on it for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, and you just don't want to stretch out the term any longer. You want to just kind of keep on that original track. 10 years is a really good option. You know, you got a fixed rate. You can drop that rate at least probably a percent or more, depending on where you're at. And if you can get down into the you know, mid twos, that's not a bad route to go. So overall, things are still hanging in there, and
still sounds fantastic.
Take advantage of it while you can. Yeah,
I know.
Absolutely.
I know. Well, we're going to be talking more about those rates coming up on an upcoming class, right?
Yes, May 21st.
Yes.
We have a first-time homebuyer class. This is mm-hmm. the official certified class, which is
Washington State Housing Finance Commission.
There you go. Anybody that wants a special financing programs or tax credits for first-time homebuyers has to take this class.
Mm-hmm.
It's a five-hour, well, not our class, but
one of them.
We're not the only one that teaches them. We're just
the best.
We're the most fun.
Yes.
I don't know if we're the best, but we'll have the
no,
most
I'd
fun.
No, I'd say
with
we're
it.
The best. I'm going to put it out there. I've been through some other people's classes, and so far I think we're the best.
I was at one, and the instructor's pants kept falling down. So she's trying to write on the board, and every time she turned around,
the woman's pants were falling down.
Yeah, and so she had to hold one hand to keep the pants on, and the other to write on the board, and it was very, very awkward. But
sounds like it.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to be happening.
There'll be
in
no
our class.
Pants falling down at
no,
our class.
You will
that's
not
for
be
sure.
pantsed at our
absolutely not
at our event.
No, we try and give you a quiver of weapons in your arsenal to educate you on how to navigate this whole process, the
make
buying
it sound
process.
Like we make them dangerous.
We do.
We
yeah.
give you a quiver for your arsenal.
We're gonna shoot down any potential
shoot
obstacles
down
to
bad
buying that
credit
home.
Scores and get fabulous interest rates.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right. They'll
that's exactly
be
what we
well
do.
Well prepared. Yeah. No unanticipated. You know, loan conditions popping up at
you know,
the
you
last
should come
minute.
Up with a video game that's like this, where people can just like shoot bad credit scores and do certain, like pick
Ooh.
Up certain
yeah.
little
Mortgage
toys.
Mortgage assassin.
Yeah.
You know, one
I could see that.
Or something
I could see
like
that right
that.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I have a meeting soon with a guy who does virtual reality.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about different uses of this technology and, I might have to talk to him about like, oh, that
sure.
might be kind of fun to put a little mortgage video game together that
might
make it a little more interesting.
That could actually be pretty funny.
It could
be funny.
We could
have all the little animals chasing the person. You know, one is a verification of employment that's going to explode. One of them's a credit rating. It's a bad FICO. Ooh, there's a bad FICO. You know, knock him
exactly.
on the head.
Here's a credit card with a high balance.
That's right. Here's a gap in employment. Oh, no. Watch out for the gap. Jump over the gap. Now we'll have to
see. This is how nerdy we are. Yeah. We think this sounds awesome.
We think we're funny.
I
know.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Thank you, Rick. That's
so,
awful.
Has he changed in the last 35 years?
No.
Yeah, he's exactly the same nerd he was. It's awesome.
No.
That's why awesomeness is awesomeness.
Oh, there you go. Oh, fine. See? Whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I finally give you a compliment. And say, okay, fine. Hashtag Eric is bald.
I wasn't
okay, we're
expecting
back at it.
It.
We're
yeah.
back at it.
Yeah. Caught me by surprise there. That's all. So.
Okay. Sure. All right.
So
anyway, the class
is
May 21st from 10 to 3, and it will be in Bellevue this time.
Bellevue.
We're actually taking it over to Bellevue.
Yep, going on a road trip.
Yep, and in the Team Reba Remax Metro East Side, we're going to go to the East Side version of the offices that I work at.
Right.
On Southeast 8. So if someone's interested in coming to the class, they can certainly send me an email at info@teamreba.com.
Yep.
Or they can reach out to us on our Twitter handles, at Team Reba or at Eric is my banker.
That's right.
So we have a couple different ways, or you can come to our Facebook page, whatever you like. We're going to be posting a lot of stuff about it, but obviously they'll also have a sign-up opportunity on the Washington State Housing Finance Commission website as well, but it's better if people contact us directly.
Absolutely. There is going to be limited space for the mm-hmm. class.
Yes.
And so you want to register as soon as possible.
Yeah.
When we do
even the largest conference room over in that office is not that large, so we'll only be able to get about maybe 10 or 12 people max that room.
Yeah,
it's not
real
big.
It'll be cozy then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. And we always keep our class attendees well-fed and hydrated and all of that, so we'll provide snacks and beverages mm-hmm. everything else.
Yeah, because it's through the lunch hour, and we actually go through the lunch hour with the material because there's a lot to cover.
We actually need to run a class up at one of the in Woodinville, maybe at one of the wineries one of these days.
That's right. We're both members at William Church.
Yeah, we'll do some
pairings.
And
I'm also at Page Cellars. We could do that.
We'll do some pairings. We'll pair up, you know, tax credits with
William Church has their release party coming up.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
We won't do it then because they're doing a salsa thing. That's on May 6th for William Church, for anyone who's interested. But
darn fine winery. Yep.
Darn. That's, I'm sure that's their tagline. I bet they appreciate
what can I say?
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's the extent of my wine snobbery right there.
Yes.
So. Well, good. Yeah. So yeah, check us out, Team Reba, or Eric is my banker. But May 21st, that's a Saturday. The class will run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., 5 hours of information for you, which is the kind of the mandated curriculum for the first time homebuyer.
We'll keep talking
class.
About it every week. So if that's you didn't get it today, we'll get it later.
Tell them how much it costs.
It's free.
It's totally free. We volunteer for this.
It has to be free.
Right. Well, you don't have to say that.
We
want it to be free, but yeah.
No, it's not. No. You totally mistake me. So here's the thing. There's always an argument in marketing about whether or not you should charge for something, right?
I know. There's a perception of value.
And that's what I'm saying, though. There's a perception of value. But the thing is that people need to understand this is required to be free.
Yeah.
Well, it's required to be free. So what that means is, take away your normal things that you think about with free classes of like, oh, well, it must be fluffy or whatever.
Right.
It's not.
It's
this
not
is
a commercial.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah. It's not a commercial. We're not even required. We're not even allowed to talk about our own specific businesses.
Right.
We have to talk as industry professionals.
I'm going to peg the estimated.
Specifically on our elements within the industry.
Yeah. I'm going to put the estimated retail value of this class at, I don't know, $12,000, something like that. But we're offering it for free.
Because we have to.
Right. Right. But we're saving people. We'll save people
so
much money.
It is. Because you actually do save people a lot of money. Because especially even when we had Sherry from Radian Mortgage Insurance last week.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you were talking about going to this class helps you qualify for lower mortgage interest
That's
rates.
Right. That alone
is, that is a cost savings.
Can make a big
we
difference.
We already do. Yeah. So All anyway, right. now that we've blown this whole first segment on that, we're going to get to Rick.
We come back.
Yes.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.